Welcome back to the Campus Chronicle podcast. Today I am here with
Joanna,
Katie,
Jaden.
Today we're talking the Grammys.
Yes.
It's a big event this year. Lots to talk about. But first and foremost, outfits. What did we love? What did we hate?
I think I pretty much hated every single one.
Seriously?
I wasn't a great fan. I don't know. At least for some of the girls, I just didn't love. I don't know. Oh, this one's cute. I don't know who this is. Claudia Sulewski? I don't know.
Phineas.
Yeah, but I don't know the girl. That's kind of cute. I like the top. Not a fan of the color, but I like the style of it.
What do you guys think?
Okay, call me kind of weird, but I liked Cardi B's. Hers was like really? That gold with flower on her like tail. It was super pretty. I also kind of liked Sabrina Carpenter's.
I didn't like Sabrina.
Yeah, I didn't. I liked the color, but I didn't like. She couldn't decide what she wanted to go with.
I didn't like how it was like
a tutu, and then
It was like it went poofy and then skinny and then poofy and then skinny, and
it makes like her waist look kind of big. Like, where the tutu part is.
Yes, and like she's had so many feathers. Good looks. It's like, this is the Grammys.
Yeah.
It's not time to choke, Sabrina.
I think she thought she was doing, like, her Cinderella moment with, like, the color and stuff and the blonde hair, but then she just kind of missed.
Yeah.
Taylor's.
I was going to say, Taylor's loved hers.
Really? I thought it was kind of a miss.
I didn't like, I wish it was longer, but I like, okay.
If it was longer, I might like
it.
For me, it was kind of different. Like, just, it was very different from what she's done, like, in the past.
It is. But I really like the top of it. And I don't know. I just kind of like that style, but it would have been greater if it was longer.
Like a train or something.
Yeah.
Something
I don't like how short it was, but.
Like, longer in the back, but keep the high slit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This looks like a That's club dress. Like. She's going out.
Yeah. I mean, did you guys see her partying it up at the Grammys?
Yes.
So she thought you would have thought she was at a club.
Yeah.
She had a good time. She's like, I'm not winning tonight. We're just going to party. What did you think of Taylor's dress?
Honestly, I liked it, but I feel like it wasn't necessarily the Grammys.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she could have had a more extravagant dress than what she chose to wear. Like you guys said, I think it's more of a, oh, let's go to the club or...
Chapels. Yeah. I liked Chapels. I think it was very her.
It was very her, but if you don't know who she is, it was very there.
It is. It's very different from what you see most of the time, but it's definitely her.
Yeah. Definitely. Beyonce. What did Beyonce wear? My interest here.
Didn't she wear just that sparkly gold dress? I can't remember for sure.
She brought Blue Ivy with her.
Yeah, it was like that was sparkly gold tannish color.
Yeah.
She wears that a lot lately, I feel.
The print kind of gives me bandana vibes.
The print's giving me viruses. I don't know. Like, bacteria from that.
Yeah. You know, like, the print that's on a bandana?
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of
I think that's
much.
What she was trying to aim for. Very country. Did you like her album?
No.
Disbalant.
No.
Beyonce, but...
I think there's parts of it that I liked, but that's, like, just the bits and pieces of it that I caught off TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other pieces where, like, what's the one really main song
that was on that? Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, yes. I thought that was very overhyped.
I liked that one, but it's the only one I heard, so.
See, like, I can't believe she won the, like, country.
I can't either.
Because to me, personally, like, she's going for, like, a country theme, but the way she's singing doesn't sound country to me at all.
When I think Beyonce, I think, you know, single ladies, like, put a ring on it. Like, I don't think yeehaw.
Yeah.
I think she tried, though. She branched out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do I think she should have won Album of the Year? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Hot take. I think Blue Ivy looked better than Beyonce.
That is a hot take. She's, like, everywhere now.
You know, I agree.
Really?
I kind of like it better. Yeah.
Blue?
Mm-hmm. I do.
It's very, like, formal. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to a ball.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of Kanye's wife's... I'm not really sure we can call it an outfit. Her net wear?
Her net wear?
My first thing is I don't even know how they're allowed to post that. Like, if you notice some news sources, they either blur it out or they don't.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, this is shown on public TV, like live TV. And, I mean, it's public indecency, so, but are they going to get in trouble for that?
No, they're not
going to get in
trouble. They're going to take the artist approach and be like, no,
it's art.
It. Yeah, you don't understand it. It had meaning behind it. What do you think, Katie?
I thought it was interesting how she was still, you know, she was showing everything. There was no, there's nothing,
no doubt about it.
There was nothing covered. Yeah. But she's still over here, like, trying to pull her dress down. I'm like, what are you doing?
Decency is out the window. Don't pretend to be modest right now.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Iggy said it all.
Yeah.
I also think, I think the fur coat, I don't know if you guys saw that because everybody's talking about the, like, very nude look, but she had, like, this big, like, fluffy, like, fur coat that she, like, covered herself with initially, which I thought was just a little odd.
It was part of their performance, I guess. And he wasn't even invited.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to be
But can we also talk about, like, Chrissy Teigen's outfit, though?
Oh, my God, I don't know. Why was it fabulous?
Because, like, she was trying to do... No, I didn't like it. Like, she was trying to, I feel like, doing a similar thing. Like, she was, like, trying to, like, fix the skirt part of it or whatever.
Oh.
It was just like, it's not working there, girl.
I don't like this.
I don't.
So this is just wearing, like, seatbelt straps.
Yeah.
Or duct tape, black duct tape.
Yeah. What is going on? Not that
I feel like John Legend can just look like, he can make himself look so good, you know? And then,
his suit's nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he comes to most of these events, like, dressed up nice, and then, you know, his wife's, like, wearing that, and, you know, everyone to their own, but... I'm not going to tell you what to wear, but...
I am. I don't like it.
I don't like it, yeah.
She made an attempt to cover everything up, but then
it
kind of failed.
So the bottom, like, skirt part of it or whatever, I think it originally was up, and then, because I think I saw, like, a video of this, and then she, like, pulled it down. I don't know.
Like, it was kind of like a flip down kind of
dress? Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
Her top, like, is very loose, though. Like, there...
It looks not so uncomfortable.
It does.
I don't like how much of a V it is, like, right down. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you think about the...
Also, when did she get a bob?
Like, ribbon. Just think about, like, the like, scratchy ribbon.
Oh, like,
yeah. Just all over you, though.
Keep thinking.
That's what I think that would be.
I feel like that does have to be kind of, like, itchy and uncomfortable.
Because I feel like a lot of these outfits have to be.
Yeah, because I know I've wore, like, those dresses that have, like, the, like, you know, like, those flip pillows where, like, you rub them and, like, has a different picture. I wore, like, that's what they're called. I wore dresses like those, and those are just, they're so uncomfortable.
They are.
You have a one piece that's just, like, stabbing you, like, in the side, and you're just, like, get this
off. And
then off.
Your arms lay down, and then your, like, arms are touching it.
And you're just walking around, and you're like, I can't, there's no comfortable way for me to move in this.
What would you wear, then?
What would I wear?
Yeah.
I don't know, just, like, a nice, some kind of nice satin dress.
I feel comfortable. Like this is Grammys, though. That's Oscar wear.
No, I wouldn't do, I would dazzle, you know, make it look
dazzle.
Fun. Like, but I wouldn't, I would make it look fancy. It wouldn't be plain or anything. Mm-hmm. But I value comfort more than anything. Mm-hmm. And I gotta give it to Taylor, and I'm not a huge Taylor person, but, like, I gotta give it to her. Like, she looked comfortable. I mean, those videos that you saw later, I mean, she looked comfortable. She didn't have a huge train that she was... taken care of and stuff like that. She can move around in it, so something comfortable.
I still would prefer the train. I don't know.
Oh, I probably would, but I would also make sure it's comfortable.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I think I'd wear, like, like you guys have been saying. I think, if it was me, I'd go Taylor. Like, not super simple, but, like, a little over the top, but still have that train.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like the dress with the high slit, so you can, not, like, high slit, but, like, with the slit, so you can still, like, move comfortably, and not a huge train, but still have it, like, a floor-length
dress.
Like,
go to the floor, yeah.
Kind of, like, think prom dress, I guess.
I was going to say, or, like, a pageant dress.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go Taylor, but then just longer.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't care how famous I am, but it's going to have to be comfort for me. Like, one of my prom dresses was a satin, like, just perfect length strapless dress. My favorite dress of all time because it was the most comfortable and personally my favorite because...
So pretty, but
yeah,
simple.
Yeah, it was like this teal color. I would wear that. I would 100% wear something like that because I don't want the stuff scratching me. I want to be able to, like, have fun and not have to worry about discomfort. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. You look at how some of these people move in their dresses. They're like...
Oh,
like, they're little just, like, feet, scooting.
Did you guys see Sabrina Carpenter's, like, the people who were following her around?
Yeah.
Like, they had to, like, scoop the dress, like, kind of... I called it, like, an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
They had to, like, pick it up, so, like, and then she would just kind of waddle to the next spot, and then they'd set it down.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up, waddle to the next
Did
spot.
Did you see the Met Gala last year when Tyla wore, like, the sand? And they had to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I don't know about that. That seems a little much.
That's too much.
There was somebody at the Met Gala a couple years ago that, like, their outfit for the red carpet was, like, they had to, like, literally lay down.
Straight down.
No, like, they had to, like, lay down for it. I don't, don't ask me who it was. I just remember it was just, like, somebody was carrying them, like, on a platform kind of thing.
I don't know.
I was just, like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What Met was it? Do you remember the theme?
No.
Okay.
I just remember a couple years ago, and it might not have even been the Met Gala. It might have been some award show, but I just remember somebody just showed up in something like that, and I was, like, this is a little different.
Yeah. If you can't walk in it, I say don't wear it.
I agree with that sentiment. I want to be able to actually move along the carpet without the help of six men.
That's why I feel like people don't pose crazy now either. They just kind of stand there, maybe do something with their hands, but otherwise they don't really do a lot because they can't move in the outfits.
It's not like, you know, the ice storm the other day where we were all, like, waddling around like little penguins trying not to fall.
We're going to take a brief pause while we change up some microphones. Thank you for listening so far. Okay, now that we're back again, we're joined by...
Jaden.
Isaiah.
Yep, they're going to be joining us for the next few segments. Our other Jaden had to leave, sadly, so... We're moving on to day list, people. Get your segments out, or your...
Mine is whack.
Not you. Okay, guys, are we ready? Everyone got theirs up.
Yes.
Yes.
You could go first.
Mine is Heartland Rock Red Dirt Friday Morning.
That's good. What are you talking about? That sounds fun. It's very country. What do you got in there?
I got Take My Name. Never heard of that. Thinking About You. One Mississippi. And She Likes It. I don't know what One Mississippi is. Don't know. Don't know what a lot of these songs are.
Isaiah.
All right. Mine is Soul Soothing Intimate Morning. And it has Grave Clothes by Josiah Queen, Never Left My Side by Forrest Frank, and In the Fire by Josiah Queen again.
Beautiful. Katie?
I don't use Spotify. I forgot. Music.
I'm sorry.
But my songs are The Hills by The Weeknd, Back to December, Taylor's Version by Taylor Swift, and I Won't by AJR.
Mine is Clean Rap Hip Hop Afternoon. It has songs like Tweaker by Jello, TV Off by Kendrick Lamar, and also Squall Up by Kendrick Lamar.
Don't judge me. I'm having a theatrical Broadway afternoon.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. Good day list. And also, while we're here, we're going to discuss some Super Bowl really quick. Does anyone have predictions for the winner?
This week, it'll be Chiefs again. Not that I want them, because I don't want them to win, but it'll be them.
You think so? All right, that's one vote for the Chiefs.
I'm sick and tired of the Chiefs for, like, three straight years now.
But are they going to win?
But are
they going? Are they going to win? Probably.
Yeah.
But I want the Eagles to win, but it's going to be the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Katie,
go Birds.
Oh, Eagles! Okay!
Well, I already know the Chiefs are going to win, but I'm rooting for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Do we all think it's rigged? Because you,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah?
I feel like it's, like, manipulated, not entirely scripted.
I hope this is the lowest views that they ever get on any Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Form a protest. Like, if nobody watch it, they're not going to win again.
Mm-hmm.
How do, like, what's the score? Close? Really, really far?
No, it's going to be close until about the fourth quarter. and then it's just gonna go down
straight to the Chiefs.
Yeah,
it'll probably be like the
crazy flags will be thrown.
Chiefs Bills, is that who?
Yeah,
was? Chiefs Bills game. Mm-hmm. Like the Bills were ahead the entire time, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs suddenly like, and score. Yeah. Score.
I think Patrick Mahomes always keeps the game close just to give us a little entertainment. So I think it's going to be like a field goal game at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree with that as well. I'm going to have to go with like low scoring and stuff like that. Probably just like 17, 20, 24, something like that.
I had 40 to 47 on my
tie. Wow. Dang.
Which seems a little large now that I look at it again, but I don't watch football.
I would love for a Super Bowl, like the 49ers-Chiefs, like 2020 mm-hmm. Super Bowl, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Where that one was just like constantly just back and forth the entire
game.
That
was a good one, but it was heartbreaking.
Because they won?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, I think it's going to be like a 34-21.
Do you think the Chiefs win, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce get engaged?
No, that's like 5 years down the road.
5 years?
She takes her time.
Okay, yeah.
So, like,
I don't know. People are like, it's part of the conspiracy. If they win,
they'll get down on one knee. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
This is their big engagement. Halftime show. Are you guys excited for Kendrick Lamar and SZA?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah?
Especially after we won Best Song at the Grammys.
Back to the Grammys talk, man. Look at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
Yeah, totally.
Are you not? You can be honest.
I don't care.
I don't care either, okay? I don't listen to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, I don't.
I know Kill Bill by Sia, but that's about it.
I am not a Kendrick Lamar person, but I would love... It won't happen. I know it won't. But Kendrick Lamar, Taylor Swift, Bad Blood at the Super Bowl.
She's going to be there.
Yeah.
They've got time to change her into little...
I don't think it'll happen because... You know, she said that she wants the moment to be all about Travis and not anything about her.
But they literally have a camera on her.
Yeah, I would love for the Bad Blood moment to happen, but I really don't think it will happen.
Start writing. Email the Super Bowl people.
I should.
Like, yeah. You know, would be amazing.
DM Taylor Swift on Instagram. Hey, can you sing? Can you just hop on stage for like 2 minutes and sing just a snippet of Bad Blood?
Unprompted. Just walk down from the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Or just stay in your suite. Have someone give you a mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Out of nowhere, Taylor's singing. Oh, yeah. Actually, like, that'd be...
That's a surprise. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they gotta... I'm writing this down. Things gotta happen.
Would the views go up or go down if that happens?
I think they'd go up.
People really hate her.
But I think it would also... She's got a big enough fan base, I feel like.
The Swifties would turn on their TV, like, automatically. Yeah, and then all the dads would be like, and TV is off for the next 5 minutes.
They'd be, like, battling against the views there. Yeah. Okay. Anything else to say at Super Bowl? Anything else to add before we go back to the Grammys?
I think Kendrick should bring out Drake as a guest rapper.
He's very...
That'd be, like, the perfect...
Debatable right now.
Like they squash the beef at the Super Bowl halftime show.
I don't see that happening, but it's a nice ending.
And then he brings out Taylor Swift to sing the final song with him, and then he plays Not Like Us, and then they ride off together.
On a horse?
Yep.
Okay.
Ride off.
Drake and Kendrick.
A
lot
Swift.
Of people on one horse.
And then Travis proposes at the end. Storybook ending. Drop the mic.
Man, the Super Bowl is sounding more and more expensive as time goes on.
I think it'd actually be a lot more funnier if they did Kendrick and Taylor did Bad Blood. And then Kendrick, right after that song, brought out Drake.
Oh.
That'd be really funny, I think.
That's some dramatic irony right there.
I think it'd be funny.
It's good. It's good. Anything else?
We'll see if the predictions come true this Sunday.
If my guess is right, you all owe me like a dime or something. Because I think 40 to 47, Chiefs win.
Yeah, I think that's just a very high
production. That's like a shootout.
I don't know about that.
That's
you know
a
what?
Lot to ask for,
don't underestimate
honestly.
Laura, though.
Thank you.
Don't underestimate
her. Yeah. Chiefs win. If we come back on Monday, I'm not here Monday. If I come back Wednesday and you're like, I can't believe they won, I'd be like, no, I wrote it down Friday. They were going to win 40 to 47.
Okay. Well, the podcast will be out by then, so we'll have like
verbal confirmation. Yeah. Anyone who listens will know. I was right the whole time. Okay, thank you for listening to our Daylist segment. Back to the Grammys. Best performance of the night. What do you think?
I didn't watch, so I don't know.
Okay.
So, but you guys can talk about it.
Okay. Best performance. Did you guys watch any of the performances? Okay. No?
All right.
What did you think?
I think it was a battle between Chapel Roan and Benson Boone. Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Benson Boone, he got, like, his like, suit ripped off, and then he, like, did a backflip off the piano. It was, like, some, like, superhero thing. And then Chapel Roan, she was singing Pink Pony Club, and then she stopped singing to let everyone in the crowd sing it, and literally mm-hmm. everyone was singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's the best of the best at the Grammys, so she had, like, everyone singing her song.
Some people were saying this is the best Grammys they've had in a while. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, but no. But it also got a lot of hate because of the whole Beyonce country album.
Yeah, it thing. Was very much. I think leading up to that, people were like, wow, this is going to be... I think everyone wanted Billie Eilish to win.
Yeah, everybody was really upset because she was nominated for so many awards and she got none of them.
So. Do you think she should have won?
I think at least one. Like, mm-hmm. you're this... I don't know if I want to say big name, but big name artist who's nominated for multiple Grammys. So clearly you have talent and you walk away with none. I feel like she should have at least won one or two. Even if they were like the smaller ones.
Yeah.
Like she poured her whole heart into that album. Like she was crying after. I think she should have won at least one award.
I didn't like Birds of a Feather and I hate saying it, but I didn't like it.
I don't like that song.
Me either.
I don't like it.
It's
but
overplayed.
It's just played. It's just one of those songs that just, you know when you have like that brain playlist that all of a sudden you just have a song that just starts playing in your head for no reason?
Yes.
That's on my brain playlist for some reason.
It's just she mumbles and then all of a sudden she's yelling and I'm like, oh, okay, this song's going nowhere. That's how I feel about that song at least. Anyone you think was snubbed besides Billie Eilish?
I mean, I want to say Taylor Swift, but also she's... I know a lot of people are going to be like, you know, she's Taylor Swift. She's won enough Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I really like Tortured Poets Department, so I'm...
Did you like Tortured Poets? Mm-hmm. Nah, I didn't like it either. Sorry.
See, I think for some people it's a very... You either love it or you hate it. There's no in between.
I feel like Sabrina Carpenter was snubbed of some awards. She won, like, two or three, but I think she should have won Album of the Year.
Album of the Year?
I don't know about that. Pretty big.
Yeah.
I think it should have been anyone but Beyonce, in my
opinion. Anyone but Beyonce? I mean, she's never won Album of the Year, has she?
I don't...
Has she won a Grammy before?
Beyonce?
I think so.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't pay attention enough to these things to...
Yeah. I'm just there for the outfits and the drama from the night.
Mm-hmm. I just see all the clips afterwards.
I need the important clips. I just need a little clip show of everything that was good about them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just need the rundown. Like, I probably have to go back tonight or something like that. But what I heard was it went pretty well.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
You guys weren't here earlier. The Bianca dress. What did you think about that?
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm surprised that Kanye let her walk out of the house like that.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he designed it himself.
Probably, honestly.
I think that was his decision.
That's like a home outfit.
I did see a video. Granted, it was, you know, the lip readers of TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
But where she kind of, like, mumbled something to him about, like, I don't want to do this. And he was, like, basically just told her, like, you don't have a choice or something like that. I don't know how accurate that was because...
I was going to say, who knows?
It's the lip readers of TikTok. Mm-hmm. But also knowing how... kind of crazy he's been in the past, it wouldn't surprise me.
He is releasing an album soon, isn't mm-hmm. he? Do you think maybe this was just a publicity stunt to generate buzz around, because he's been very
but I could also see whoever he's with, that woman, I don't know, just trying to put herself out there more, because like that's Kim Kardashian's ex.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, you know...
You're competing with a woman.
Yeah, who... so I'm like, was that surprising to me? Not really. And would it be surprising to me if that was her idea, too? No.
Wouldn't be surprising. I think that is an interesting perspective to have about it. Yeah. Anything else to add?
I think we covered it. Good discussion.
Do you want to read our socials, Joanna?
Yes, so... If you want to reach our content, go to thecampuschroniclenews.com. Our social media, we're also on Instagram, TikTok still?
Yeah, kind of.
Go check it out. And X at the DMAT Chronicle. And then find us on iTunes or Spotify at the Campus Chronicle Podcast. And if you want to join us, find us in Building 5, Room 1136.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.